this?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? This Tom Nicholas?
That's me.
Okay, hi. We're going to call you Nick from this point forward. Is that sufficient?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay. So, hello, Chimp fans. We've got episode 49 after an extended layoff of approximately 5 months. We've been kind of busy. And today in the studio, we've got, what is it? It's August 1st today?
Yes, August 1st.
August 1st, year of ours, 2010. We've got the Loath directly in the studio. And we have Tom Nicholas joining us via phone from southeastern Louisiana. He's going to be reporting on the BP oil spill, crawdads, and ignorance. And how you doing, Tom?
Doing great. How about you?
That's good. I was hoping you'd laugh at the potpourri of things that I tasked you with reporting on, but I guess not.
The BP and the, yeah, well, the oil spill and ignorance, that's pretty much the same thing.
Well, kind of, yeah. So, and also what we've done is, I guess this is, we've been off for a while, and it was kind of like when Dave Chappelle just disappeared. Not since Dave Chappelle disappeared a few years ago in Africa has the world been so unexpectedly devoid of comedy for such an extended period of time without an explanation. Because we just kind of stopped recording the show, and we're back on the horse now at this point. But as you can tell, Bob is not here. So we think we're going to do this like it'll be like a monthly podcast, and we'll probably have Bob on next month. So so listen in for that. Okay. So what we're doing and what we're trying to do here, and one of the reasons Bob is not on the show is because we're going to discuss fantasy baseball. Oh, by the way, for those new listeners or people that have forgotten, the Loath is an acronym for Lady of the House. She's sitting across from me. And we're at the kitchen table, which has dried yogurt on it. It appears like the sand in Tremors, how it's splitting up, and it looks like the table's falling apart. But it's actually, in fact, just dried yogurt. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to create an environment of love and support for Nick because he's... Because he's fallen, we're in the same fantasy baseball league. He's been tinkering with his lineup. The Loath doesn't know that much about fantasy baseball, but she's going to hang in. She's going to give the ladies perspective. So, like, if there's a menstruation part of the fantasy baseball league, she'll be able to comment on that. Or so, anyways, what... Nick lives in Louisiana, and he likes to tinker, and he's been tinkering with his lineup all season, and to the tune,
that's for sure.
To the tune of, I believe he's down 11-1 this week.
Oh boy!
And it's and I don't know what he's doing. Lincecum was pitching the other day, and he was sitting comfortably on Nick's bench, and I have no idea why. So we're gonna get.
I told you why in a text message. I'm protesting.
You're being silly.
What are you protesting?
Well, at the beginning of the week, my guy Garza threw a no-hitter, and I didn't know he was starting because they didn't have the little indicator next to his name.
Right.
So I didn't put him in the starting lineup, and he throws a no-hitter, and I didn't get credit for it. So for the rest of the week, I'm not starting any of my starting pitchers.
Okay, first of all, I thought that was a joke. Second of all, you're compromising the integrity of the league because the guy you're playing is nipping at my heels for third place.
Right.
And he's ahead of you by not that many games for the last playoff spot.
Right.
So that's why we're having an intervention.
Okay, So the league is now tainted. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's already, let's be honest, it's already been tainted. It's
well, the thing is this. The top four, the four playoff spots are all pretty much decided.
Not true.
It's going to be you and, what's that?
Not true.
Well, in any event, it's just, I don't know, it's the only thing I can really do to voice my displeasure, my contempt.
But who are you trying to get back at?
What's that?
Who are you trying to get back at?
Nobody. Just, you know, in general.
All right.
So they should the starting pitchers should start automatically. So
you're okay.
I'll be voicing my objections with Yahoo, and next year I'm going to be the commissioner, and the starting pitchers are going to start automatically.
Commissioner Gordon. Okay, so here's the thing, and all right, I think I need to reset. So it's August 22nd. It's August 20. It's August. August 1st, 2010, Shave Chimpanzee Podcast, episode 49. I forgot to introduce myself, as I want to do. It's Justin Goff with the Loath and with Tom Nicholas on the phone. We're discussing fantasy baseball.
And don't forget the supporting cast.
And the supporting cast. I don't know who that is, but my Loath is, she's hopped up on strawberry triple thick shake. So she can't be held responsible for anything she says at this point. So anyways, we're trying to make sure that Nick does not drop out of the league. And he did consider leaving the league altogether, thereby throwing us in a state of flux. But now he's just decided to take up space. So what we wanted to talk about was, and I did go over your waiver wire activity. And I wanted to highlight one person specifically. And that's somebody you've evidently had a love-hate relationship with all season long.
Yes.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I think you're talking about David Wright.
No, not David Wright.
Okay.
So it plays the same position, but he plays it for the Dodgers. It's Casey Blake.
Oh, okay, of course, Casey Blake.
Yes, so what I wanted to do is kind of do a recap of Nick's relationship with Casey Blake vis-a-vis the waiver wire. On April 11th at 9:40 p.m., Nick picked up Casey Blake as a free agent off the waiver wire. On April 11th at 9:48 p.m., Nick summarily dropped Casey Blake back onto the waiver wire 8 minutes later.
What's wrong with Casey?
I have no idea what the fuck he's doing. On April 14th at 6:07, Nick acquired Casey Blake from the waiver wire.
Is Casey paying you?
Is what?
Maybe Casey's paying him.
No, I don't know. Let me go back. Okay, and then on May 2nd at 7 p.m., Nick once again dropped Casey Blake to the waiver wire. Let's see if we've got Casey Blake back on here at all. Is he currently on your roster, Nick?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Did you have a spat?
Did you have a spat, Nick? She asked if you had a spat with him.
Yeah, we had a bit of a falling out.
Okay, well, I thought it was Corey Hart you had the issue with, but it wasn't. It was Casey Blake. He was the guy that you picked up and then dropped 8 minutes later on the same day. So I'm assuming that was just a mistake, correct?
Yes, it was.
Picking him up at all was a mistake?
No, I meant to grab someone else, and I clicked his name instead.
Yeah. There was a hockey league I was in one time. I accidentally waived one of my starting goalies. So I had to email the commissioner quickly and tell him I did it by accident so that no one in the league would claim him once he hit the waiver wire. So anyways, and that's super boring. So we're trying to, we've created an environment of love and support, but we're also here to tell you how much that you're disappointing us with this league. So, but we do enjoy your participation in said league, and we enjoy your voicemails that you leave me. Usually dejected, often enraged about your performance or lack of performance in the league.
Right, lack thereof. Exactly.
Yes. And we also like the text message sparring that you and I do with respect to our collective lack of performance in the league. So
what I find funny about this whole thing is that I was comfortably ensconced in third place.
Yes.
For much of the summer.
Yes.
Or the beginning of the summer, and then I didn't do anything differently, and then all of a sudden, the wheels came off, and now the team is just in a complete free fall. So it was after the All-Star break that I decided to just start trying to get rid of everything and everybody. I even changed Bat Boys.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Change Bat Boys. You're not you got McGuire's kid as your Bat Boy?
Yes.
Remember that fat kid when he was trying to break the record? His son Matt McGuire was with him. Do you remember that? 98.
Vaguely, yeah. I remember something about how...
You were in what? Were you in military intelligence at that point?
Pardon?
Were you in... you were living in Washington at that point, I think, weren't you?
I may have, yeah.
Yeah, Washington, D.C.
I think that was the summer I was at Fort Meade.
Okay. Where is Fort Meade?
It's just outside of D.C., between D.C. and Baltimore, about halfway.
Is that an Army installation, Air Force? What is that?
Actually, I think it's an Army. Yeah, it's an Army post, but as you may know, it's the home of NSA.
Right.
The National Security Agency.
And does the name...
Which is a civilian organization.
Does the name Fort Meade, does that mean at one time it was a military brewery of sorts, since beer is made of mead?
Oh, of course. No, really. It's named after Fort George G. Meade, General George G. Meade.
Where
I don't know if you know, but
in what war was he a general?
You know what? He was in the Civil War.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he commanded the Union forces for a while.
Well, I was going to say, was he on the good side or your side?
Pardon?
I was going to say, was he on the good side or your side?
Which side was my side?
The not good side.
Oh, okay. I think you got me mixed up with those Confederate nuts that hearken for the days of the antebellum period and all that.
Well,
I'm not one of those, even though I'm a Southerner.
There were some good things about the antebellum period.
Sure.
I just noticed the Loth is falling asleep. So you haven't talked to Nick in a long time. Did you want to ask him anything or run anything past him?
Just listening.
She's just listening, Nick.
Okay.
Well, so
that's what I'm doing too.
I know. So what you're trying to say is I'm talking a lot?
No, not at all.
Okay. So how are you other than the league, are you going to be back in with both feet starting tomorrow?
Am I going to be back where?
Back in the league with both feet tomorrow, managing your lineup?
Yeah, probably so.
Okay.
I don't know yet.
Because this character is only a couple of games behind me for third place, so...
Oh, I see. So you want me to try to... well, there's nothing I can do at this point.
No, no. You have like 14 innings pitched, and
yeah.
You need 40, and today is the last day of the matchup.
Yes.
So.
Yes. So he's going to get all the pitching categories and probably all the hitting categories as well.
Well, let me take a quick look and see where you stand right now. It is Nick, is it not?
It is.
Okay. It's 11-2. And you are ahead in two pitching categories, which means you are going to lose 14-0.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, my God. What are you doing? Okay.
Start playing.
So what does that mean
ticket.
For you? If he's going to pick up 14 games this weekend, so does that mean he's going to overtake you in third?
Yes, probably by about 8 games, because I have a 2-game lead, and I'm up 9-5 over the second-place team right now.
Okay. So. Now, once that happens, what is the number of games between you and the sixth place team?
I will take a look right now. The sixth place team is below you. Right now, there is an 11.5 game difference between me and the sixth place team.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And the sixth place team you might be in sixth place after this week.
Oh yeah, I'm sure I will be.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering, is there any type of seeding for the playoffs? Is there something advantageous about being third or as opposed to fourth or what?
It's 1-4-2-3. will be the first round of the playoffs, and I would prefer I would prefer to play the team that is in first place right now, but he will no longer be in first place after this week, I don't believe.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So we'll have to see. Because he's down and the other guy's way up, I think. So anyways, we're going to move on from fantasy baseball. We can come back to it if we need to. But I really did when – go ahead.
That'll be our fallback topic of sorts.
Yeah, and I really did think that your voicemail was in jest, that you were going to play the rest of the week in protest.
Oh, no. No, I was deadly serious about that.
Okay. All right. So so now we'll move on to other things. So what do you want to tell us about what's going on the ground with respect to this oil spill right now?
Well, we're the company I work for, we're actually going to have some BP people at our facility tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Looking for a hiding spot or
No, they're going to they're talking about bringing us on as a subcontractor to have tractor trailers standing by in case they need to do an evacuation at some point over the next couple of months during the hurricane season.
An evacuation of what?
Pardon?
An evacuation of what?
Of all their equipment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we would have to send flatbed trailers down there and have them load up their equipment, then bring it back to our warehouse, offload it, and just bringing supplies in to get them out of harm's way. So they're going to come take a look at our facility tomorrow.
Okay. Does this mean big money for you guys?
It could be. If we end up inking this deal, we'll probably be set for the rest of the year.
And how many billions will they be putting in escrow for your company?
17.
17 billion.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's not you guys. That'll definitely get you through the end of the year, huh?
So yeah, we're hoping that goes well. And but as far as what's going on politically or with the cleanup effort and all, I haven't really been following it. I saw Susan Spicer, the chef of a very good restaurant, was on television this morning, and she and somebody from the Brennan family, who, as you know, are really successful restaurateurs, were talking about the high price of seafood.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, I don't know that there's all that much going on. They're talking about cutting back on the skimming and cleanup operations. And
cutting back?
Yes, cutting back.
Why would they cut back on that?
Well, apparently this seawater is a lot more durable than maybe people thought originally.
Okay.
And have you been watching the major news outlets? Have you been listening to the reporting on what's going on?
No, because reporting is in quotes, so no.
Yes. Well, apparently there's not a lot of oil to be found. With respect to how much we watched for 2 months, we watched it gushing into the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes, we did.
So the assumption was that there was going to be oil everywhere, and we have had some wash up in the marshlands and all, and it's been problematic.
Yes.
It's been difficult, I'm getting the sense that it's not the catastrophe that everyone thought it was going to be.
I need to ask you a question.
What's that?
And I need you to give me a serious answer.
Okay.
Have you been contacted by Governor Haley Barbour's office? Is that what this is about?
No, I have not.
Is this a discussion? Is this a discussion about tar balls?
We went to Biloxi a few weeks ago, and it was nice. We didn't see any tar balls.
No tar balls? And, how about tar babies?
Destin, the beaches were nice in Destin, so, you know.
You went to Destin, too?
Know. Yeah. Yeah, went to Destin. Pensacola, from what I understand, had several miles of their beaches where there was some oil showing up. But The two beaches I've been to this summer have been fine. Okay.
And those were both on Pontchartrain or no?
No.
I know, I'm just kidding. Okay, so anyway, no, because Haley Barbour was on TV a while ago saying that that the tar balls that are washing up on the beach, those happen every summer, actually, and they're probably unrelated to the oil spill.
So instead of collecting seashells, you can collect tar balls.
Right, collect tar balls. Okay, so it sounds like you're fine with the oil spill. So what else is going on down there in Bayou Country?
Well, as a matter of fact, we actually went water skiing yesterday.
Where'd you do that?
Out in the Industrial Canal. No, not the Industrial Canal, the Intercoastal Waterway, which I don't know if you're familiar with the terrain down here, but that's that long ship channel that connects the Industrial Canal to the Gulf of Mexico.
Right. Is that so? What, are you playing chicken with a bunch of freighters?
No, boats don't use the Industrial Canal very often. As a
really?
Matter of fact, they're walling it off. After Katrina, they decided to just go ahead and put up a big wall across it. So. The big ships really can't use it anymore.
So what's it used for then?
Pardon?
What is it used for then?
Well, originally it was going to be for ship traffic.
Okay.
And over the years, ship traffic has caused the channel to widen further and further, and it tore up a lot of marshland. And I'm not sure what went on, but... eventually, it got to where there were only a couple of ships per day or per week using the channel.
Mm-hmm.
So they just decided to just go ahead and close it after Katrina.
So you were water skiing in there yesterday?
Yes, we were actually water skiing on a sheet of plywood.
Nice.
We took a sheet of plywood, drilled a hole in it, tied it to the boat, and it was. My boss and a couple of coworkers and my girlfriend, and we went out there. And the good thing about that is everybody can get on the plywood at one time. And so
sounds safe too.
Yes. Oh yeah, it was great. Nobody went to the hospital, and it was kind of like a waterborne version of the game King of the Hill.
Nice. Very.
You
nice.
Know where you try to toss everybody off the top of the hill.
Right. So. And there was presumably a boat involved at some point?
Yeah, there was a boat.
whose boat is it?
It was my boss's boat.
Okay. What kind of engine does that thing have?
Oh, just a little 25 horsepower outboard.
So that's
it's a small boat.
That's powerful
that?
Enough to pull a bunch of people?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm just asking.
You don't have to go very fast with a piece of plywood.
No, I guess not.
You have to go about 5 or 7 knots.
I guess not.
And it's not like water skiing with skis where you got to get up to speed.
Right.
So, so it was fun. We had a good time.
And were you able to purchase the plywood with Marlboro miles?
speaking of which, I have a story for you, a Winn-Dixie story.
Okay, go ahead. That sounds good.
I was waiting in line at Winn-Dixie yesterday, and there was a guy in front of me who had a tattoo on each calf, one a cross on one, and some sort of eclectic sun design on the other.
Yes.
And he had actually shaved his legs so that the tattoos were more visible.
Right.
But rather than shaving his legs entirely, he just stopped right above the tattoo, and he was wearing shorts, so it was so you could see the line of where he had stopped shaving his legs just to show off his tattoos. I thought you might find that kind of funny.
Is it possible that he usually wears manprees?
I don't know. I don't think so.
So, and he only shaves the part that's exposed while wearing his manprees?
Possibly.
Okay. Well. that reminds me of
if you're going to shave your legs just to show your tattoos, you may as well go ahead and shave your legs entirely, right?
Yes, but it's a pain in the ass to shave your legs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Are you still shaving your legs?
No, I haven't shaved my legs in years, actually. But you did remind me of a story. I was at the gym on Friday, and we had to conclude the workout with a bunch of ab exercises, which meant we had to go on the mats, and you can't wear your shoes on the mats. So I took my shoes off and left them kind of off to the side in the gym. Well, there are a couple of children that run around the gym. Their parents bring them in. They do their workout, and the kids just kind of play with each other because you can see the kids everywhere. From anywhere in the gym, you can see the kids because it's very open. So I'm doing, I take my shoes off. I put them to the side. I do whatever I need to do for abs, you know, and then I put on the vibrating motorboat band that goes around your stomach and all that bullshit. And then I'm done. So I go and I put my shoes on and I go grab my bag and I'm walking out to my car and I haven't tied my shoes up because I'm going to put flip-flops on to drive to work so that I can kind of cool off a little bit. But I feel like my laces are in my shoes because I've got something wedged underneath my foot on the right side. So I go to take my shoe off, and there's a fucking almond in my shoe. And I wasn't eating almonds. I didn't have access to almonds, but there's a fucking almond in my shoe.
Somebody left you a present.
So my guess is one of these kids was carrying almonds around and dropped an almond in my shoe.
It was a present.
I guess.
A snack.
But, who even has almonds at a gym? So anyway.
Yeah, but it had to be one of those little brats.
Probably.
Definitely.
And they're all right. It's just, you know, come on. You don't need to be dropping shit in my shoes. So I guess it could have been a lot worse. It could have been a lot worse. So, all right. So what else is going on down there? You're usually good for some stories and some tales of woe. What else is going on?
Oh, well, the tale of woe right now is the heat. So, you know, it's just insufferable.
Okay. So what do we mean by insufferable?
Insufferable.
Are you in triple digits of both humidity and temps?
Yeah, the heat index is up around 110 and everything. And I know it's hotter out there. But the humidity here is just, it's unbelievable.
Sweetheart, I'm not going to jump down your throat. Don't worry about it.
Okay. So I know there's always, well, it gets up to 120 out here and all that shit. It's at 7 o'clock in the morning when I leave for work, I'm just soaked.
I don't usually tell you that kind of, I don't try to compare my trouble to your trouble. Do I?
Really?
Do I do that?
I think you might be
thinking of somebody else.
Yeah, maybe I am.
But so it's terrible, huh?
Yes, it's just awful.
Is it raining?
This is the most. What's that?
Is it raining?
No, it hasn't rained in a while,
okay.
And that's part of the problem. Is that it's just wet and hot all the time, and it's awful. This is the most god awful climate on the planet.
I know. That's why you got to get the fuck out of there. I've been telling you that for years.
I know.
It's been actually raining here. It's really like Louisiana here for about the last 5 days.
Really?
Because it's high 90s. It's very humid.
Very humid.
And it's been raining like crazy.
How is it humid out there?
Because it's monsoon season. And it would rain like crazy yesterday. The level of the pool went up at least 2 inches. In the last couple days.
And the water in front of our house, it was kind of flooded, and so was the main street.
Yeah, the streets were flooded, and it was just terrible yesterday trying to get around.
The grass areas in our neighborhood were, like, totally underwater, and it does. It feels like Houston out there. It's nasty.
I did not know that. I didn't know y'all had a rainy season out there. Forgive my ignorance.
No,
wow.
It's it varies. I mean, I think this is the worst one we've experienced since we moved out here. Because this has been like, it's really been like the southeast for the last 5 days. It's almost entirely cloudy all day long, and then it rains on and off. So, but usually it's, Monsoon season is characterized with like late afternoon thunderstorms and a lot of lightning storms at night, but usually during the day it's just really hot. But.
And the odd thing was yesterday, as hard as it rained, we didn't have any thunder or lightning.
Yeah, that's true.
When was it that the tree blew over?
Oh, I don't know. That was a really bad storm, I think, like in March or something. So, yeah, that's what's going on with us. What else did I want to tell you here? I guess the Loth is doing something. Why don't you just say it?
I said we're going on vacation.
Oh, yeah, we're going on vacation in less than a week.
We're going to where the temperature's cooler. It'll only be 80.
And which brings me to a favor.
Okay.
I need you to pick us up at the airport.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me to come feed your dogs.
No, I need you to pick us up at the airport. We're going to Hattiesburg for the week.
Oh, nice.
Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Okay, that'll be fun.
We're visiting a family friend, Mr. Brett Favre.
Okay, yeah, Brett will be happy to see you, I'm
Isn't
sure.
Isn't that where he lives?
I think
no, he's down here at a place called The Kill.
Oh, does he still live there?
I guess so. Well, yeah, he's from what I understand, he spends his summer playing catch with the local high school there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, we're not going to see Brett Favre. I don't like him. And we're not even going there. We're just going up into the mountains, and we were renting a house for a week, so...
Okay. Oh, well, that ought to be fun.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. We need to get away because this weather sucks. But I guess it's going to rain. It's probably going to rain up there a lot more than it rains here. But it'll be, you know, 75 or 80, so we'll be all right.
Now, did you say you don't like Brett Favre?
I don't really care either way. I don't like professional football, as you know.
I was going to say, I didn't think you cared.
Yeah. Kramer only watches Canadian football.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's gotcha. That's that episode of the of Seinfeld where Jerry's trying to give away a Super Bowl ticket, and that's the reason.
Did Kramer refer to himself in the third person?
No, that was Jerry talking to George about why he couldn't get rid of the ticket, why he couldn't give it to Kramer because he only watches Canadian football.
That's pretty funny. I never saw that.
And then George is like, "Oh, you're gonna give me a ticket," and he's like. Well, it's going to cost me probably $1,000 for a hotel room, $500 for a flight. And he's like, you're essentially handing me a bill for $1,500. Which,
well, you know, I've seen that particular episode a number of times. But you know what? I think they're the ones that they run in syndication are edited. So they leave out a lot of the episodes.
Yeah, they do. They definitely edit them down from their original form. Because I think they want to get more commercials in there. But I don't think they take too much out. They'll take out, like, you know, a couple seconds here, a couple seconds there. So
yeah.
Go ahead.
Do you have the entire box set?
I do not. I think I have, like, four or five seasons on DVD.
Okay.
I don't even watch the show anymore, so...
Hey, we saw a really good movie last night.
Did you see Inception?
Yes.
And you liked it?
How did you know?
Well, because you said you saw a really good movie. I took a guess. It was either that or, you know, Terms of Endearment Part 3.
Is that set in New Orleans post oil spill?
Yeah, post oil spill. So you liked it, but don't tell me too much about it because we haven't seen it.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to tell you anything about it. I was just going to say it's really good.
Did you go to the Palace?
Yes.
And that's over by you, right?
Palace Theater. Yeah, that's over by me.
Is that considered Harahan, Louisiana?
That's more Elmwood, but yeah.
Is Elmwood its own place?
Yes, Elmwood is its own place.
Oh, okay. I thought that was just an area.
But people just say Harahan just for convenience. So, anyway, yeah.
Does more racial profiling go on in Harahan or in Elmwood, or is it kind of a wash?
Or how about Phoenix?
Racial profiling?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't have the statistics in front of me.
What would you say, just as a black man living in the area?
I don't know. I would say maybe Elmwood's a little worse.
Is it? Do they have their own police force, really?
No, they don't.
Or are they just security guards from Elmwood Fitness Center? That's the only thing I know about Elmwood.
They have a fitness center?
Yeah, it's called Elmwood Fitness Center. We were, the place that Nick and I met when we were both valet parking attendants, although he was part of the Brain Trust when I first met him.
Yeah,
we used to have to drive out to that area to get our checks, which was actually cash. And we went out and got paid on a Thursday. And then for some reason we went to the Kmart. Is the Kmart really close to the fitness center?
Yes, it's actually in the same little strip mall.
Okay, so it's in the same strip mall. We went to the Kmart. I don't know why. And Nick starts chatting up this clerk and decides that he and I are buying ices, and he buys her an icy as well.
Aww.
And do you remember that?
Yeah, now that you mention the ices, I do remember it.
Okay, so
I didn't remember the trip. What did we do? We went through the line.
Yeah, because they did
for the ices, and I just said, "Well, get one for yourself" or something like that.
Yeah, because the icy machine was like not in the store, or it was sequestered, so you had to get a ticket and then take the ticket to like an icy technician or somebody who would actually make it for you. And it was this convoluted thing, which it's surprising that Kmart is essentially out of business with the way they handled the whole icy process. But
maybe they were subcontractors.
So he bought her own icy, so she like pocketed the ticket so that she could get it after her shift or whatever.
He was like, "Treat yourself."
And again, I don't remember why we were at Kmart, but oh boy,
it wasn't for the blue light specials.
It was not for the blue light specials. That's when I first started working there. Nick was kind of in with management, and he used to meet with the management of the restaurant, and they would draw up schematics on placemats and talk about ways they could get more cars parked in a smaller area. And,
right.
He would sit.
That's exactly what we did. I know you're joking, but it's what we were doing.
Similar to the economic policies, huh?
And then it was funny because then we got to talking and we thought, well, we worked for a company that would contract with these different places. And then we thought, well, if we undercut the company we're working for this restaurant, maybe we could get the contract and then we could cover the amount of time that we're supposed to be here. And we actually went to the general manager, who subsequently was bumped down to like a kitchen manager because he had a severe drinking problem.
Oh boy.
And and we took him this proposal and said, "This is how much we believe you pay the company we work for a month. You could pay the two of us this much and we would handle it for you." And then he pretty much dismissed us from his presence at that point. And it never really went any further.
So your coup was done.
I forgot all about that. I forgot all about the machinations that were going on at the valet parking company.
Because what happened was Nick sat there, wrote up a schematic of the parking lot with the management, and then it was almost like once that meeting was over, he and I sat down, we flipped the placemat, and then we divided up the valet parking world of New Orleans between the two of us.
You know, I'm hearing a reality show in the making here.
Yes.
I think.
No.
I think
no. There won't be. That won't be happening.
I think you've got one. We can set it in New Orleans, and you can just do a reality show based on that.
Yeah, but I'll have to be piped in via closed circuit television.
Oh yeah.
And Nick can just carry a TV around with my face on it, because I'm not going back there.
Yeah, I had forgotten all about the political intrigue that was going on.
I don't know if it was intrigue as much as it was espionage. It was corporate corporate espionage. You know what it was? It was two fucking morons trying to get rich by making like $2,000 a month between them. That's what it was.
Now, see, that could be
and working like 14-hour days. There's a book. There's this writer who he's got a degree in English from, I don't know, from some school. And I don't know if I've ever told you about this book, Nick, but it's called The Working Stiff's Manifesto. And he wrote this book about all of his employment experiences that he had after graduating from college with a degree in English, because he obviously couldn't get a decent job. And it's all about the jobs that he had and he got fired from, and or that he quit, or that he just didn't stop showing up. And so that was a memoir of sorts. And but then now he's into to actually writing fiction. And his first work of fiction after Working Stiff's Manifesto was called After the Layoffs.
Oh, that was good.
And it was about these guys that worked. They were, it was like small town Wisconsin, and they worked at a some sort of a plant that went belly up. So then they all started working at this convenience store. And and it reminds me a little bit of you and I trying to take the valet parking contract for TGI Fridays, because these guys, they, I can't remember the exact specifics, but they were willing to kill someone. They were going to do a contract hit on somebody so that they could buy the convenience store that they worked in, and so they would be their own bosses. Not so they could be rich, but so that they could, it was like a 24-hour place, so they would each work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, for essentially like $30,000 a year, and they were going to kill somebody for that. So, kind of reminds me of that. That was kind of a long trip to get there, but that's kind of what it was. So we're going on vacation, and other than that, there's not a whole heck of a lot going on.
I see.
But I will be asking you to manage my fantasy baseball team while I'm away.
Seriously?
Yes. Can you do that for me?
I can. I mean, why would you want me to? That's the question.
Well, let me ask you a question. Would you take managing my team for a week so seriously that you could actually put yourself in a position where you were lodging a protest under the guise of my team and making me lose 14-0 the week I was gone?
Well, sure, yeah, I could do that. You know, the moral hazard is there. I could run your team just as poorly as my own.
He's already certainly warned you he wants to take over.
Because the thing is, I don't, no, I'm going to run my own team into the ground, but but the thing is, I don't know that we're necessarily going to have top flight internet access where we're going. So,
oh, I see. Okay.
I'm a little concerned about it, but I think we'll be all right.
Uh huh. Okay.
And
let me know if you need a remote login or something like that.
Yeah, we could do like some sort of a simulcast. How's that sound?
Yeah. Sure.
I should be able to do it with my phone. At the very worst, I could do it with my phone. But the thing is, you never know. And you've got a lot of guys on the DL right now, which is a problem for you, right?
Yeah, my best pitcher and my best hitter.
Did you know that Strasburg is on the DL?
Oh, so it wasn't just a tweak in his shoulder. He actually is injured.
So why don't you, Mary, or the Loth knows something about this through some of the podcasts she listens to. Can you give her a Strasburg update?
A Strasburg update?
Yes.
The Wonder Kid is injured.
Yeah, well, do you know who Steven Strasburg is?
She does, yeah. She knows all about him.
He plays for the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, for the Nationals, yeah. He was a rookie. He's a rookie this year. He's pitching. He's a phenom, striking out everybody in sight. And now he's on the DL. I don't know what happened to him. He has a muscle tightness or some type of problem with his shoulder. And now he's on the DL.
Is it the 15-day or the 60?
15-day.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding.
Has he played more games than they wanted him to?
Pardon?
No, he's on a pitch count. I don't think he's pitched more than they intended.
No, he didn't get to his innings limit. Hmm. I think they were only planning on pitching him 160 innings this year, or something along those lines, and he hadn't reached that yet.
Is he even at 100? I don't think so, huh? Because he's only started like seven games or something.
Seven or eight games. Yeah. No, he was doing fine. He was he was probably going to, they were probably going to pull him sometime in late August or early September.
Okay.
There was a fantasy report about how, about when he was probably going to be taken out of the lineup.
Okay.
By the way, I don't. Why do teams do that? Why do they have self-imposed limits on their pitching staff?
Well, because they don't want to blow out his arm and ruin his career.
Apparently, they misestimated.
Uh-huh. Yeah, misunderestimated, in the words of George Bush.
Yeah.
He pitched. he's pitched 54.1 innings.
Uh-huh.
Struck out 75 batters.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
And he has a 5-1 Ks to base on balls ratio.
Yeah.
Because he's got 75 Ks and 15 walks.
So are they going to send him for an MRI or something?
I don't know. I haven't been following it. I just, when I found out he went on the DL, I just, I took a baseball bat to my laptop. I just haven't been watching much TV either, so. So I don't know what's going on with him. Hopefully he'll be back soon. He's really good.
And, you know, I was up this week by a lot, and every day I slowly go down more and more.
Yeah.
And this motherfucker had five guys starting today.
Uh-huh.
The guy I'm playing. He had five starters going today, and one of them... he was down by two wins for pitching. He got three wins today to pull ahead of me. One of them was a fucking closer, got the win, was Papelbon. So my guess is because he gave up a run and two base runners, my guess is he blew a save and then Boston came back and won it in the bottom of the ninth. So that's not good.
Ah, okay.
So now
that's the guy.
Go ahead.
That's the guy that's only got 10 hitters and about 85 pitchers on his staff, right?
Yes, yes, that's the guy.
Yeah, that's why he's got five starts today, you said?
He had five starters today, yes.
Oh, man.
And, now I'm up 7-6, so.
What's his team batting this week, by the way?
Oh, he's down. He's down to me in all the offensive categories. He's hitting .262 this week.
Oh, that's nice.
We're tied in RBI. We're tied in RBI, and he's got fewer Ks. The rest of the offensive categories, I'm winning. So,
yeah, I told you the last time we went against each other, his batters averaged 40 points above their career batting averages.
Yeah,
right?
Something like that.
Yeah, and they were just clubbing home runs left and right. And so he had more home runs than I had runs, period.
Yeah, that's not usually a good sign.
So anyway,
a bunch of bums on my team. The Loath had to step away for a moment, so it's just you and I right now. So if there are any secrets you wanted to tell me, no one's gonna. She's back.
Yeah,
now. She was trying to be very inconspicuous, and then she pretty much took half of the recording equipment with her as it was wrapped around her foot.
But I also had dogs to try to step over.
Yeah, and now she's blaming the dogs, too. So, okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I know it's, you know, it's the middle of summer. It's hot out there, and you haven't been having good weather. But have you guys been hiking lately?
No, but we may be able to squeeze in a hike this afternoon because it's not horribly hot. So, and it's overcast because it's... It's not just the heat here, it's the sun. The sun is so intense here that it just drains you. So with the sun hidden behind the clouds, we actually might be able to scrape out a hike this afternoon. Not a long one, but a hike nonetheless. So we have a couple of short routes close to the house that
we
could
probably
do.
One of the things I love about San Diego is there's a place right in the middle of San Diego where you can go hiking. I think it's called Mission Trails, if I'm not mistaken.
You know we don't live in San Diego, right?
Yes, but we were on the subject of hiking, weren't we?
We're down in El Cajon. You familiar with that area?
Yes, it's the nut or the testicle.
Is it?
I don't know.
Have you been there?
I know they say cojones to mean testicle, and this is El Cajon. So
you know the area of San Diego, El Cajon?
Yes, I know exactly where El Cajon is.
Okay, I'm just checking. You seem to not be following.
No, that's just, I have a friend that lives out there. He lived in El Cajon for a while. He had a business there. That was the hemp store. Did I ever tell you about that?
He had a hemp store?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
You never talked about the hemp store?
No, that's the guy you were trying to sell the model blimps with?
Yeah, that was the model blimp guy, sure.
The Zeppelins, and okay, and when did he have the hemp store?
Well, this was a number of years. This was maybe 12 years ago when he first moved to San Diego.
Oh, okay.
He had a hemp store. He had all kinds of cool stuff.
That was before.
It didn't take off, though.
That was before medical marijuana, right?
Yes. Yes, it was.
So what was he selling, rope and clothes or what?
All kinds of stuff. I don't know if you're familiar with the hemp industry, but you can make almost anything from hemp.
I know. It's one of the most resilient things one of the most resilient plants, and it's one of the strongest as well.
Yeah.
I mean,
of course, it can be spun into fiber and made into fabric, and I actually had a hemp T-shirt that he gave me. But there's all kinds of stuff. There's shampoo and lotions, and they make purses and flip-flops and radiator caps and all kinds of stuff. So
I have hemp organic hemp socks.
Do you really?
Yes, my lovely wife purchased them for me.
Are they comfortable?
Yes, but I'm ridiculed for wearing them.
Wow.
Kind of hippie. Kind of hippie-ish.
Wait, who?
People at work.
Who's ridiculing you?
People at work.
They're just jealous.
Yeah, they might be just jealous.
They're jealous. They're supposed to be better for you.
Because secret. I'm sure they are. So, sounds like they just wish they had a pair of hemp socks as well.
Is your friend still in the room with you there?
Yeah.
And what's she been doing?
You want to talk to her?
Yeah, I want you to put her on. Can you give her the earpiece and all that business?
No, she's doing something else right now.
I would like to talk to her. I can't.
Seriously?
Yeah, I want to talk to her.
Okay, hold on just a second.
All right, good. I never talked to her before, so we'll see how this pans out. Hello?
Hey.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Is this supposed to be somebody else?
Well, yeah, my wife is, she's here. She's not saying anything, though. She's a mute, actually.
She's a mute?
Yes, she's a mute. I needed to talk to you for a couple of minutes. Are you?
Me?
Yes. Are you available for speaking?
Yes, I'm available for speaking.
All right. So how are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay.
Trying to relax on a Sunday.
What's on the agenda for today after you, you guys are able to put this ugly part of your afternoon behind you?
Sorry, could you please repeat that?
What's on the agenda for today after you're able to put this ugly chapter of your afternoon behind you?
Let's see. I think we're going to go for a walk.
Okay.
Trying to get some exercise in, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't think we have anything else planned.
Isn't it too hot for that, though? I'm hearing it's hot there.
Yes, it is so hot. But, you know, sometimes being outside and sweating makes you lose weight faster. So I guess that's why we're going on a walk in 110-degree weather plus humidity.
So where are you going to be walking then?
Jefferson Park, I think.
Oh, yeah? You're not going to go?
Playground.
Oh, Jefferson Playground?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Are you able to see the Jefferson airplane from Jefferson Playground?
No, I'm too short.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I'd have to get on a couple of ladders. I might see it then.
How tall are you, would you say?
I am not 5 feet. I like to tell people I'm 4'11", but when I get measured at the doctor's, they say I'm pushing 4'10".
Pushing 4'10"?
So, yes, they say I am not 4'10", but because I constantly beg them, they will put 4'10".
Okay, well, you're able to round up to the nearest third inch or something like that? Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Okay.
I usually just say, oh, it's 4'10".
Did you have anything you wanted to talk about, or is this just really super uncomfortable for you?
No, I don't think it's uncomfortable. No, I mean, I can't think of anything off the top of my head besides how short I am.
Are you still cross with me because of that joke that Nick and I played on you when you were in the car and I told him to look you up and down, and are you still angry with me?
No, I really thought you asked Nick a question like, how does Liz look? Tell me how she looks or something. Yeah. I was so confused.
Yeah, that was
driving.
That was the idea.
Yeah.
I just thought it would be very funny, and then I talked to him subsequently, and he said that that you were rather cross with both of us.
I was not cross. I was confused.
Okay. All right. Well, I think I was hoping you'd have something for us as far as anecdotes. Or when are you back in college?
I start the 23rd of August. So what's today? The 1st. 22 more days.
So you start. What's
so
that
I'm
on
excited.
on a Tuesday or a Monday?
It's a Monday. It's
okay.
A Monday.
All right.
But I'm excited about starting, and then I'm not excited because I've worked all summer.
So you didn't take any time off at all?
No, except to go on the vacation to go to the beach. But other than that, I have worked all summer. So I'm a working girl, except not the bad kind.
And do you have a major yet?
Yes, I want to be a teacher.
What kind of a teacher?
I want to be I'm not sure yet. See, at Tulane, their program only has K-3, and then secondary education, which is high school,
right.
And that's it. So I have to do a K-3 early childhood education, and then have two add-on endorsements so I can teach general education 1-5, and then 4-8 English education.
Huh.
Just kind of broaden my spectrum, since Tulane's education program is not that strong.
That's weird, because it's a decent school. I wonder why it doesn't have a more robust education program.
I think they're more focused on the science and engineer.
Okay.
So, for liberal arts majors like me, just unthought about.
Huh. Are you in the dorms?
Sure.
You living in the dorms?
Yes, I will be living in the dorms for this semester and next semester.
There are a lot of tomfoolery there?
What?
Is there a lot of tomfoolery going on in the dorms?
I would say yes. Sometimes I have woken up to hearing people grunting and gasping and screaming.
Really?
In the room next to me, yes. And I usually knock on the door or bang on the wall really loudly to kind of tell them, I can hear you. You're not being quiet.
Yeah.
But the walls aren't that thick. It's like a hotel wall. So
right. You
can hear everything and anything when you want to hear it and when you don't.
You have to share a room with somebody?
Yes, I do. My roommate, I'm not going to say her name in case she somehow finds this and then says, oh, she's talking about me.
Yeah.
But, yes, I do share a room with somebody, and I have to say it is definitely a life-changing experience because
uh-huh.
I don't have any siblings,
right.
And I'm used to having my room my way, messy or clean, and she just, she loves using my stuff.
Really?
Claiming she didn't use it. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because
she likes all my stuff, my nail polish, my, I don't know, my perfume.
Does she use your toothbrush at all?
God, I hope not. I haven't asked. It looks pretty clean when I use it, so maybe she uses it and then she cleans it.
Right.
And gives it back to me so it doesn't, you know, not that noticeable.
Right.
Toothbrush. So I hope not. I mean, she may use it to clean, I don't know, her armpit or something, her floor.
Right.
So maybe she feels she needs to clean her toes, and then she says, ooh, let me give it back to Liz. She'll never know.
Right. Well, so. If you don't know, maybe it never really happened.
Yeah, I don't think she'd go so far to use my toothbrush. She tries to use things that she thinks I won't notice
right away,
like nail polish.
Right.
So, and then I say, hey, have you seen my nail polish? Oh, yeah, I use it. I meant to tell you.
Nice.
And I'll say, oh, okay, well, I need it now.
Is she poor?
But she's a nice roommate.
Is she poor, or she just likes to use your stuff?
Well, she has a sister, and they're really relatively close in age, and I think they've always shared.
Okay.
So she's used to sharing, and I mean, we do share. I don't mind her using my stuff. Just tell me.
Tell
she
Nick
tries to play it off.
Tell Nick to stop coaching you through the interview.
Hey, Nick, stop coaching me.
Okay. My other question is going to be, okay, so this was your roommate for your freshman year, and then you're going to have the same roommate?
Yes, because I didn't have enough time to get a new roommate.
Okay. So it's not such a terrible situation that you want to get out of it.
No, it's not too terrible, but I am a little apprehensive about this year because she loves to go out and drink
right
to excess, and right. I'm afraid one day she's going to come home with a boy and be so drunk, and then I'm going to have to endure that or something, so I'm a little afraid about that. But
and then so what, one more year you're in the dorm and then you're going to get off campus, or what's the plan?
I am planning to move out. I don't know where yet, but it is my plan this summer to be out of my mom's house.
Okay.
And she's excited, and then she's not excited. She says she will help me with an apartment in case I do find one.
Right.
But she says, but you need to get a dog, Liz. There might be crazy people out there, and you want to have a dog to protect you.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Not one of those dogs that's an accessory, though, because they're not going to scare anybody away.
No. I would not get some Chihuahua or some Pomeranian. I'd get something like a pit bull or a Labrador or, I don't know.
Right.
A real fierce-looking dog.
Okay.
Like a German Shepherd.
He's coaching you again. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how has this gone, do you think?
This?
Yes. This.
I'd say it'd be a 7 or 8.
Just a 7
you're
or an 8,
very interesting,
huh?
To talk. Yes, you're very interesting to talk to.
I haven't told you anything. I've only asked you questions.
Well, you know, I love hearing myself talk.
Okay,
so
well, that's
good. So if I
good.
Get an opportunity to talk, that's good.
Okay. Well, it's been, and the funny thing is, this is the first time I think I've ever talked to you. So that's, I find, or have I talked to you before?
No, we have talked on Facebook, but never, I don't think we've ever talked voice to voice.
Okay, well then
I have
this
not heard your voice.
This has been good then, and it's been a little odd because it's being recorded, so we'll have to see how
yeah.
it pans out.
I hope I haven't said anything.
No, you're fine.
Revealing.
No, you're fine.
It's going to be on recorder.
And I did want to ask you, Nick's not so good about these things, so you probably have to make the situation apparent that you guys probably need to make a trip out here at some point.
Yes, we are actually planning to.
Because I think
next summer, hopefully.
Okay, so next summer. Yeah, you see, I kind of heard that last summer for this summer and didn't pan out, but.
Well, you see, it will happen next summer because
okay.
I will be in charge of it.
Okay, well, that's good. See, I have trust in you.
That's good. That's a good start to a friendship, having trust in somebody else.
And just making sure, because he's, you know, he gets his head gets up his ass a lot about that job of his. So he just has to tell him that they're going to have to do without him for a little while.
Yeah, I think we could take, a week or something off. Yeah, 2 weeks off and come visit you and do some other things. Yeah, he wants to go to Monterey and then we'll come back down.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
See the Grand Canyon, and then what? And then go through Phoenix?
We're going to stop off at the Crawford Ranch.
Yes.
Crawford Ranch. And what I'll do when that becomes more immediate is I'll do some research on motels in the immediate area of our house. So.
Oh, motels.
Yeah.
We've been downgraded to a motel.
Okay, so it's been good talking to you. I'm going to wrap up with Nick if you can hand
right.
me back over to him.
All right.
Thank you.
What's the matter?
Headphone is gross. It's been in my ear.
It's been in my ear, too. Hello.
How you doing?
Doing fine.
Who's this?
Well, it's your Vittorio Alba.
Okay.
So I realized that while we were talking before, I didn't have the phone, the volume turned up all the way. That's why I was having problems.
You're an idiot.
So now it's ear splitting. So let me turn it down a little bit.
Nice.
Okay.
So
sorry
about
that.
You use that mechanism on a regular basis, I see, huh?
Well, no, it's just if it's on the side of the phone. So if you grab the phone
what?
And you have. That's funny.
All right.
So anyway, yeah, you took Liz by surprise a little bit there. She's only been on a broadcast once before. She was on the Leno show a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, she was?
So, yeah. So.
I was going to ask you, where are you going? What's this? Why, you're complaining about the heat, and now you're going walking outside? What the hell's going on over there?
Well, it's after 4 here, so it's not as bad as during the middle of the day. But, yeah, we're going to go for a walk maybe another hour or so, and it won't be as bad. But, yeah, I mean, you can't not do anything outside just because it's hot outside.
I suppose.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
sit around and what do I do? Sit around the house all day just because it's hot outside?
But a man of your advanced age, you gotta pace yourself.
Oh, how nice!
All right. So you're gonna take care of yourself?
I'm gonna try.
You gonna get oyster po' boys when you're done?
No. I don't eat oysters. You know that.
Are you still not eating meat?
Mostly, yes. I told you about that restaurant, that chicken place that I like.
Yes. King's Chicken, is that what it's called?
What is it called?
King's?
Yeah, Raising Cane's. It's very good.
It's called Raising Cane's? I thought it was called King's.
No, okay. It's called Raising Cane's. They just have chicken fingers, that's it. And it's pretty good.
The Chicken Finger Restaurant.
Yeah, you don't have one out there, do you?
No, we don't. We don't. We won't allow
maybe
it.
I'll open one out there. So,
aren't you supposed to be trying to open a kolache factory in our area?
Yeah. No, well, I was going to have a kolache factory here.
Okay, but that's not going to further your goal of getting the fuck out of there.
Exactly.
So that's not a good idea.
That plan has been scrapped for the time being.
Let me ask you this. Well, let me ask you this before I let you go. This meeting tomorrow with the bigwigs at BP. Do you have to dress up for that? You have to glad hand and sell yourselves?
Well, no, I'm gonna wear pants.
Are you?
That's about it. Yeah.
Slacks. Slacks.
But no, we're just gonna be in typical warehouse attire.
Okay.
So, hello.
Yeah, I'm still here. You can't hear me now?
What is going on over there?
Who? What's going on? What happened?
I couldn't hear anything.
Okay. Can you hear us now?
Yes.
Did you touch the volume? Okay, well, this is just degraded into an enormous clusterfuck.
Yes, it is. This is nothing more than banter. which I guess is what it started off as.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I can deliver is banter.
Okay. Let's see. I think that's all I've got for you for this trip.
Okay.
But next time we do this, would voice over internet be better or what?
Well, your lady friend there, she has a Mac, does she not?
Yes.
Does she have it synced with a Bluetooth?
Do you have your laptop synced with a Bluetooth?
I have Bluetooth on it.
Okay.
Does somebody own a Bluetooth?
Yes. So does that eliminate the delay? Is it better that way?
Well, no, but I'm thinking it's easier and you can hear us a little easier that way. Because if she's got a Mac, then we can use iChat. And iChat, and this is really fucking doesn't need to be part of this show, but iChat basically, it integrates perfectly with GarageBand, which is the audio software that I use. So.
Oh, okay.
But then you've got to be in a place, and she's going to be in the dorms, and then her friend's going to be using her iMac, and then her toothbrush, and her comb, and... and her depilatory cream and whatever else.
It's mainly that her roommate just eats her food. I think that's really the source of the irritation.
Is it?
So, oh my. Yeah. So, But we're well over an hour now. Are you
we're fine.
Cut this episode down?
Yeah, no, I'm just going to wrap it up. I just wanted you to come back on the line so we could thank you very much for your time and your family for allowing you to give us your time. And then we were just going to wrap it up.
My pleasure. I very much enjoyed it, as always.
And I think that's probably going to be it. So did the Loth want to say anything? Did you want to say goodbye to Nick? And
bye, Nick.
Yeah. So she needs
sweetheart.
She needs to be coached as well. So for Tom Nicholas, the Loth, I'm Justin Goff. Be nice to dogs.
Chimpanzee.